V'chein, the same thing, Syria, Avodah Zarah. Somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, B'shogeg. He had the chiyuv to bring a korban, and he brought the korban. And then Shavuot got lost. V'hifresh, achrein, tachtein. And instead, they brought another one instead. Rashi says, Syria, Avodah Zarah means Tzibur. The Tzibur Shechatu, Avodah Zarah. But where is Bezdin? Is Mevi'in Pali or not? To say in the Chattis. That's the bonus. So they set aside this pile and the say in the Chattis, and they lost it. V'hifresh, achrein, tachtein. And now they separated a second one instead of the first one. And then after they bring the second korbanos, they find the first ones. So these are korban seeds here. The halacha is kulam yemaisu, different of Yudra. Yudra says these seeds that we find now of the power of the soil of Yom Kippur or the Avodah Zarah, we have to kill them. Yemaisu, they have to die.
Both sets.
What? Both sets. Yemaisu. Rashi kulam yemaisu. Even though on our mission it says by the regalim, if you lost the first regal, you can bring it the next regal. So Rashi says, these kabbonis now that were set aside for Yom Kippur is only fit for Yom Kippur. So you have to wait for next year. If you wait for next year, Hashem's kva'ovo lo shana. It has to be brought only 1 year old one. So if you wait now for next year, Yom Kippur is going to be 2 years old already. So therefore it's not fit to be used. So therefore, since it's not fit to be used, halacha is a chattis. The special halacha is you must be supposed to let it die. Tiber Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, I mean, no, you roll out your stovel. They wrote the halacha that a chattis has to die does not apply here. That's only where the Bailam had its own kapara. But here by Korban Tzibur, you do not say this. That's only by Korban Yochid, but not by Korban Tzibur. So therefore, you roll, let it pasture outside in the field. Achi is told with this usually halacha until it becomes a balmum, until a blemish comes upon it, then the gushes adruf goes off it, then it's very good. Then the yamachu you sell it, the yiflu domain in the dover. And with the money you buy a korban in the dover. Shein chata siba mesa. That's it, that's Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shimon Svarim. That the halacha of Moshe Sinai, but a chata has to die, that's only by korban yoch and not by korban siba. Have you heard no? Even by korban siba, we have the halacha that has to die. The question is, yamai, why? Lame, the one that's over here, lame, there's the master lame. But here also, this is a korban seber. This is the power of the soil that's brought for the seber, or the seer for Avodah Zarah, that the whole seber did the chet. So true, they lost it, and they brought another one. And now they found the first one. So why don't I say that lame, there's the master, there's the made it tonight? So when are we makish this animal? Only if we're going to use it. But on the side, we're not going to use it. We don't want the Gdushas Aguf to be here, only Gdushas Domin. So why is the halacha by Avudim that you have to let it die? Why? I should say, leave this the master laying. So for instance,
that he's actually
using on Nachim and Pidyon. You're right. We're Miskashi even according to Rebbe Lezer, right? Even according to Rebbe Lezer, that says you don't have to kill them. Just you have to wait for the Kunza Balmum. Why? Why do I have to wait for Balmum? Is a Korban Sibu on a Korban Sibu we should make it tonight? Where's this Pashut? Avudim Kamrut. He asked me a question here where the animal was lost. Shani Avudim, Loi Shchichi. It doesn't happen so often. So Bezdin doesn't think about it. What happened here? You know that Tzibur did a chet of Avodah Zarah. So they have to bring a korban sawyer. So Bezdin is mafresh as korban. They don't think we're going to lose it. They think it's one korban. We're going to bring it tomorrow the next day. So they're mafresh as tam. They don't make it tonight. In our case of the Tamidim, they know clearly every single year there are four korbanos left over. The kfaris is left over. So things they know that happen, that make a condition. But here, Avudim, something gets lost, they don't think about that. So something that's lo shriach, the rabbanim do not make any tenoyim, therefore, either it has to be yemaisu according to Rabbi Yehuda, or according to Rabbi Lez, it has to be wait till Balmum happens.
Well, wouldn't be
there's a lesser by a poor aduma, like this. So lo shchichi doesn't happen too often. Rashi says, the bechol you made by his rishon or by his sheni, throughout all the 800 years of the two base of Migdash, lo yosu el sheva, he only brought 7 poor adumas. So it's less than 1 in 100 years, it's less than 1. So lo shchichi doesn't happen that often. For Tanya, still we're on like this. Poro, even though the makdash is poor aduma, still niftis, they have a right to be prayed with to redeem it, I'll call psul shabor. If any psul happens to it, they can be prayed with right away, even though it's a tam. Meisa, let's say the poor dies, also tipoda. You have right to redeem it. Nishchato, if you shechted it, also, chrashes chutzlam kaima, is tipoda. You have right to redeem it. Motza acher is nohimenu. Let's say after they made, well, they makdished one paraduma, they found another bigger, nicer one, is tipoda. You have a right to be paid to redeem the first one and use the second one. So the question is why? If Churin has a dushas aguf, the paraduma, so how could you redeem it without a mum? Elamai what? Leiv bez the master leyim. All right, that's a shchiach. So now the morning, another question. Shochta agavi machosa. No. Shochta agavi machosa. Once they shechted the poraduma on the right spot, agavi machosa doesn't mean on the mizbeach, because they do not shechted in the Beis Hamikdash. Shal machosa, Rashi says, means bahechshu b'har hamishchan har zaisim v'mokem abodiklo mikevrat hoyim. That I check out that place to make sure there are no mason buried there, because the poraduma has to be the tyro. So once they shechted in its right spot, now ain't lot to be alumnus. Now you cannot be poided anymore. Because once they made it the hechsher, Rashi says, now it's a gunayu lotzi lechulin. It's not nice to take it out lechulin. Rakoponim, you see that poraduma, there is a leiv bezdin master leiv. Good question, not such a big question, you know, it's not such shchiach. But when they finally get a poraduma, you think about it. And it's not such a big question, really. Sure, it happens only once in 100 years. But when it happens, though, it's such an expensive thing, it's such a special thing, that they make tanaim on it. All right, tomorrow's going so far now like that. That since it doesn't happen that often, lechatchila bezin doesn't have it on the constitution, that such a korban we have to make it tanaim. We only make tanaim on things that happen very often. It doesn't happen, we don't make such tanaim. Some answers different, and more answers. Shani Poro, the culture bedek abayisi. No, paraduma does not have dushas aguf. Rashi says, Kleimar, Eino mikotche mizbeach, the kotche dushas aguf. The paraduma is not brought inside the Beis Hamikdash on the mizbeach. It's outside on the Har Zeisim. So it never has a dushas aguf. Lefikuch, therefore, niftes beloy mum. We have a trichalai bezdin. You don't need any tonight from bezdin. The paraduma does not have anything more than a dushas adam. The kotche dushas aguf. If so, Mesa, if the paraduma dies, what are you telling me? Oh, you nishchta rasa, you shech the paraduma. And now you find a better one, tipada, you want to be redeemed. Ayabinon hamadu baracha. There's like one man the Yom holds, at least by Bedek Abayis, the other kabbalists also, that when you want to redeem them, if you only redeem them with hamadu baracha, means they have to be standing in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin has to value, make an erich, how much it's worth. And that much money you have to use to redeem it. But it has to be our mother, because it has to be standing. Rashi says, Shetamoid Aragleho, the Arachenu Akoyim, Kidasiv, the Hemid as the Behemoth Me Akoyim, to say on Sukhosev. But the Behemoth has to be standing. Say that you killed the Behemoth, it's not standing anymore. How could you be proud of it? Tomorrow says, Amani Mavishimini, the Yoma Akoshim is Beach, Hoyu Bechala Mother Barocha. True. A Korbin that's put on the Mizbeach, there if you want to redeem it. After it receives its mum, it has to be alive, it has to be standing, and then you value it. But kotche bedek abayis, loyhoyu b'chol al-modu barocho. He has no kotche bedek abayis, like the paraduma, does not need this condition of ha-modu barocho. Even though it's dead, it's not standing, still, you have the right to be paid the paraduma. What do we say though? Shoko to agabi machoso, but once they found the right spot on the harazetim to shech the paraduma, then ain't lot to deal on it. Then you can never redeem it anymore. But the more I bought tiny, we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says that Torah, no, as we're saying so far, this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shimon, that Bedek HaBayis does not need a mother of a rocha. Is this true? For a tiny, we learn. Rabbi Shimon says, Torah mitama tuma soichlin, the paraduma. Even though it's also b'hano, after you shech the paraduma, you have the meat. Let's say the meat, a sheretz touches the meat, it receives tumah. It could become rishon tumah. Metama tumah soichlin. Even though usually food is makabel tumah if it's edible, if you could use it. But something that's also bano, it's not edible, it's not makabel tumah, it's not called an oichel. Here the paraduma, even though after you shecht it, it's also bano, still it's called an oichel, it could receive, it's tumah. It's makabel tumah. Why? Hoyol v'hoysel ha-shas ha-kosher. The answer is because you can still redeem it. And as a shasha kosher means, it's still redeemable.
Rashi v'yesh lo shas akoish lekach, that it has, it could be redeemed, and then you'll be able to eat it. So since it's possible to redeem this meat, it has a shas akoish right now. It's mekabel tuma. The question is, Rabbi Shimon said, pora nifta segadu machoso, that you could be poida a pora duma agadu machoso. So Rabbi Shimon himself cannot be the mandiyam of our brisa. Our brisa says that once the pora duma was shefted on its right spot, you cannot redeem it anymore. And here Rosh Lakish explains Rabbi Shimon. You know what Rabbi Shimon says, that this pora duma could be makabel tumas oichlin even later on. The reason is because it has a shas hakosher, means even though right now it's asa banon, but you could redeem it. You could redeem the pora duma even though it's nishchit agabi machoso. So chura, you can't say our price. It goes according to Rabbi Shimon. How could you tell me our price goes like Rabbi Shimon that you could be poida bedik habayis without talmud of aroch? Rabbi Shimon himself holds that a pora duma, even after you shechted agabi machoso, still you could redeem it. And our brisa says, no, you cannot redeem it. So Marin says, Elishani Pora, Hoylo Domeo Yikorin. Since the Paradum is very expensive, so Rashi says, Ela, Loitukmuk Rebbe Shimon, our brisa is not according to Rebbe Shimon. I invite Tony, how can we say, Motse no Meno Tifte, Nishum Delay, Bez the Masnaleo? It goes according to the first verse we had. Alpha God Lashkich, even though it doesn't happen so often. But I did this, man, you couldn't, since it's so expensive, mask at the Tayyilas New York. We said before that, right, that since it is expensive, a paraduma, it has a lot of value to it, so even though it happens once in 100 years, they put their mind to it. They make good conditions to make sure it will be usable, we will not ruin it. So therefore, it doesn't go according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, this bright soul that the paraduma, once they made the Shechita, got them a Choso, and the Chanami, then it's like Niftis, Olamis. Oh mama, what we just said before, Mesa, when the paraduma dies, Tipoda, you have a right to be paid to it. So the question is, if the paraduma died without Shechita, what can you do with the meat? The meat is not edible. The chipoidness akodishim lachin leklovim. Is that nice to take this meat of the paraduma? It's a nevela, it's trefa. You didn't have a Shechita, died by itself. So what do you want to do with this meat now? It's fit to give to a dog, or give it to a guy. So is that nice to give boss akodishim to a dog? So what are you playing with for? Amar Misharashiyo, Mishumayra, Enechnami, the meat itself we just burn. But we're playing with it to use the skin. The skin is not, it's usable even though it's a trefa. You could use the skin. So we're playing with it for the skin. Fred Gemara, the Kaimu Bezdinu Masna Daita Diyara. If the only thing we're going to have to sell here is only the skin, how much is it worth? So the peasant goes to make a Tanai to save the Parduma just for the skin. The meat you can't use. The meat we have to burn anyway. So only for
phones.
The skin.
You can make phones.
Otazor, good. Our Rav Kana, Amrinchi, people say yes. Migamla unya. It's worth it to buy the skin of the ear, unya, of a camel. In other words, skin is expensive. Skin means something. People go crazy over buying a small piece of skin of a camel, the ear of the camel. It's a muscle that people use all leather. It's expensive. It's worth it. Right. Eisvei, I have a question like this. Eisvei, Omru Leile Rabbi Shimon. We brought down this whole Gemara now for this question. It says in our Mishnah, Omru Leile Rabbi Shimon. The Chum said back to Rabbi Shimon, Mal Sheikrivu Zeh Bezeh. You, Rabbi Shimon, says that each one has its own kapara, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh and the Musaf of Gimru Golem. And the Muslim of Yom Kippurim, each one has his own separate kapara. So you ask the question, what's going to be if one got lost, and the Muslim of Yom Kippur got lost on Yom Kippur? Can we bring it now on Gimur Golem? Oh, my Lord, Shem has said back, yes, you can bring it on Gimur Golem. Oh, my Lord, he asked the question back, why? According to you, how you gain kaparos and shava? The Muslim of Yom Kippur is mechaparon, and Lidia Basayf. The Muslim of Gimur Golem is mechaparon, and Lidia Leibat, Chidav Leibasayf. So how could the korban that was set aside to Yom Kippur be mechaper on Gimur Golem? So Shimon answered back, because was Ein Kavos Shava, Heichen Treven, or Malen, he answered back, that this doesn't bother me. Kulan boy mechaper tumas mitish ukedoshim. They all have some common denominator. They all have to do with a tumah of mitish ukedoshim. even though it's not the exact type of a korban kapara, but since it has to do one with the other, it could be brought.
So now, the question is, the Amman, why does Rav Shimon have to answer back like this? Lema, let him answer back. Better. This is a korban sefer here. They had a korban of Rosh Chodesh, a korban Yom Kippur. So it got lost. So we just said that Bezdin made it tonight, that in case it gets lost, we want to bring it on the next korban, the next Yom Tov. So you don't have to come out to basically tell us to say, since they have something in common, but it's not really the same kapora. They're different kaporas. Say that up. There's the master laying. More answers. Rabbi Shimon Kamath, yes, no questions. Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon left the lay, there's the master laying. Rabbi Shimon is not home from lay, there's the master laying. Chol doesn't know from this, you say. So who did me have to ask the question? More should ask. What are you asking about Avudim before we said Avudim was Lashkiach? Even if you also lay Bezda Masalayim, if a korban gets lost, that's not Shkiach. So tell us, we're about to this question. Shimon, lay Bezda Masalayim. We're not Lashni Avudim Shani. The Avudim Layel Vada Lashkichi. Then it's Horam Lashomim Biyaisa. Fish is awesome Ruba. Shadoma Nichnas Lashmael Lefnin. Mashenkein over here, where it's a korban Achitzain, it's not that valuable. Seatakit, they're not that Nizil. Therefore, there should be a lay Bezda Masalayim. That's the last question. Why would Shimon have to answer that the korban Musaf of Yom Kippur could be brought on the Gimel Golem? Of course, they have a little bit to do. Let him say better. There was a lathe there's the Masnulayim that if we cannot use it on Yom Kippur, we'll use it for Gimel Golem. So the answer is if Shimon cannot answer this way, because he does not hold from this, he said. If Shimon does not hold from lathe there's the Masnulayim. The Omer of Idi Baravin, Omer of Amram, Omer of Yechanan. To me, Dim Shlehitzchol Tibor, our whole Gemara here. If you have these last four korbanos, they're left over at the end of the year. We cannot use. So the Dibur Rabbi Shimon, a niftim tamimim. And if I'm a close Rabbi Shimon, Bezdin has to wait until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you'll be paid to them. But calls them on there at time, there's no Eitzah. You cannot redeem them. There's no Leith Bezdin Masalayim. It's only the Dibur Chachamim. According to Chachamim Shita, then yes, they're niftim tamimim. Then we have right to redeem them right now, even though they're a tam, because of the new svara, leiv bezdin masnalayim. Now, for Rabbanan, the pligil ed Rabbi Shimon, maninu. And now in Mishnah, who is the Rabbanan that argue on Rabbi Shimon?
How do we know that the Rabbanan of Rabbi...
Tell the Gemara is, who are these chachamim? For Rabbanan, the pligil that argue against Rabbi Shimon, who are they? And then if you want to tell me, Rabbanan, the Torah, Rabbanan we had before,